Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you guys decided to join us tonight. We have a special treat. I am so excited. I have really and truly been excited about this interview for a couple of weeks now, but I just can't wait to you guys just hear the awesome testimony of our next guest and some of the great things that she is doing in the kingdom of God. But before we do, remember, we always open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for keeping us, protecting us, and just covering us. God, we ask you to be in the midst of this interview. God, we ask you to be with our guests. God, we ask you to be with our listening audience. Stir up the fallow ground right now that something that may be deposited, Father God, may be a blessing to them. Somebody right now is hurting, Father God. Somebody right now is going through something. So, God, we know, God, that this interview tonight with the words that our guests may speak over the airways may be a blessing. So, God, we thank you and we honor you right now. Forgive us because we know there has been something that we have said or done that wasn't pleasing in your sight. And God, continue to bless this world, cover it and protect it. You know what's going on and you see all things. But God, we know that you are still in control. And for that, we say thank you. So God, we love you, we bless you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So I hope you guys had a great week this week. Today's Wednesday. We took a little break on Monday. Oh, I needed the rest. But I tell you, God is still doing some great things. We have tonight an awesome, awesome woman of God. Her name is Lisa L. Dalton, and I'm going to read a little bit about Lisa. Lisa L. Dalton is married to Elder Stephen Dalton and the mother of two sons, Andre, 34, and Maximilian, 14. She serves faithfully alongside her husband in their ministry, the Leviticus Singers of Charlotte. I've heard them. They are absolutely anointed and phenomenal, where they minister the word of God through praise and worship. In 2004, Lisa accepted the call as a missionary and was licensed in 2005 as a missionary in the Kojic Church. She is a member of University City Church, Kojic. Lisa operates in the prophetic, a gift as a shamar prophet. Wow, we're going to learn a little bit more about that tonight. As an intercessor, and she works in the deliverance ministry. Lisa is a published author, speaker, and educator. She believes in the true word of God and lives by the scripture, Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. That's a phenomenal, phenomenal scripture. And also, Lisa has just written this fantastic book. Guys, I got a chance to read it this week. It's called Shine, Show Up, Succeed Every Day. So without further ado, we're going to let Lisa L. Dalton speak to you tonight. Lisa, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I am doing absolutely fantastic. I have just been really just geeked about this interview because, oh, my God, I read the book and it was what I needed. You know, sometimes I know we're already, you know, grounded, but sometimes we just need that extra boost to kind of push us, you know, to that next place. And that's what your book did for me. I wanted to personally say thank you for that. But, I'm going to put a pin in that. But before that, I want you to kind of tell our listening audience about Lisa, something that I didn't kind of share with them today. A lot of great meat that was in your book. So kind of tell our listening audience about Lisa.
Well, thank you, first of all, Evangelist Katrina, for having me on your show and considering my book worthy to be on the show. I consider it an honor. And a little bit about Lisa. I always tell people, Lisa is a contagious spark of hope that smiles every day, shows up every day, and succeeds every day. And the things that I've done in life have been amazing to me. I am a mother, and now they're 35 and 15, and Adrian is my oldest, and Max is 15. I am, what you don't know is I love yard work. I like cutting grass, playing in the dirt. I enjoy being outdoors, and I think you kind of know I enjoy working out. That's one of my things I love to do, and I love reading. And I also enjoy just being alone, even though I'm very much a people person.
Some of the things that I was reading in the book, because we only got 30 minutes, but my God, I wish I had scheduled an hour because, first of all, I wanted to go back because I was reading in your bio a Shamar prophet. Educate us on that.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what it was, and I wrote about that in the book until I went to a prophetic church, apostolic. They flew in the prophetic real heavy in apostolic churches, and the prophecy came forth about me being a Shamar prophet, and I began to do the research on what it was. And then I realized that's the calling I've had all these years, and the Shamar just means the one that guards, who keeps watch of what's going on in the church. They stand guard to pray the devil out, and as we call it in my church, intercept. So we're the ones that are always, and I see you're an intercessor too. So we're used to guard. You know, our eyes are always watching what's going on in the service. I know for me, that's what I do, and I know that's the role of the Shamar prophet is to guard, to guard the flock, to guard the heart, the mind of the church. You know, so we're interceding on behalf of the pastor and making sure that the church is not invaded by the enemy. So that's our role as a Shamar prophet is to always be on guard.
I love it. It almost kind of reminded me because when I had the opportunity, well, when I left the Baptist church and I had the wonderful opportunity to be a part of an apostolic fivefold ministry for 8 years, they called us watchmen on the wall.
Watchmen on the wall. And that's what the Shamar prophet is. You are the watchman on the wall.
Amen. All right. I love it. So tonight we're not going to get into, I know you're a part of Leviticus Singers of Charlotte, and I think I've had your husband on here before, so he kind of talks about the group. But I want us to dive into the book because the book was absolutely phenomenal. And whoever's out there listening, and I know we have a really good a fan base, you guys have got to go out there and get that book. Felicia's going to tell you where to get that book later. But Lisa, kind of give them, I don't want you to tell them all of it, but kind of give them some background and some meat about how that book was birthed.
Sure. Okay, so the book actually was spoken when I was probably 16 or 17, my sister, who is deceased now, and I dedicated the book to her, Pora. She told me a long time ago that I was going to write a book one day because my life was so interesting. And so that never, even at 17, my life was interesting. And so that never left me. And I write about this in the dream. I had the dream about the honeybee and what it all meant to me. And And so as I begin to talk about the dream and what's going on in the dream, that was the catapult about the whole Shamar prophet that all revealed it to me. And then people always ask me about my smile, and that's just something I've always done, even as a child. If you look at my old pictures, I'm the one grinning, acting silly. That's me. And my mantra for life is I have to smile every day, show up every day, and succeed every day, which is what the Holy Spirit gave me after I went through my second divorce, because it was, being divorced twice and in the Pentecostal church. You know, so it took a lot for me to go through that, and not only with the church, but with my family, being separated from them for a while because of the divorce, and it was really heavy on me. But the only way I was able to get through it was what the Lord gave me, which was you got to smile every day, and you got to show up every day, and you got to give 100% every day, which is the succeeding part. And I've been doing it, and has it been easy? Absolutely not. But I press through, I press through, and I say, I'm the light, so I got to bring the light. So that's how the book came to be.
Oh, I love it. And I'm going to tell you, there were so many places where I could relate.
Wow.
I myself have been divorced twice. I'm married to a wonderful man now. Got married very early.
Wow.
And then was in a second marriage for about 17 years. So I was in that for a long time, but it was just, it wasn't where God wanted me to be, and it ended very badly. So I could relate so much to some of the things that you were sharing in the book. And for myself, and I know you can speak on this maybe to some of our listeners, when you're going through that time where people are saying, well, you've been, the marriage issue, you've been married too many times, but you said you are a woman or man of God. Talk about that, the process that you went through to be free of what people thought.
Well, It took a little while for me. I remember, I left him November 14, 2001. I remember like it was yesterday. I called my son, who was maybe 21 or 22 at a time, because my son and I, we're friends. I mean, I like him. He is my friend, and he just told me, Mom, you just need to decide what you're gonna do. You don't need to talk to another preacher, another counselor, nobody. You need to decide what you're going to do about your life. And the next day I left him. I made a decision, and I wrote about it in the book, to get my smile back. And that's what I did. Now, when I left, my family was very upset with me. They didn't know the whole picture because, I didn't share it with them because they liked him, So I didn't share it with him. But the Lord led me to a church in Statesville, and I stayed there for 3 years. I drove from Charlotte to Statesville, and that's where I worked out my soul's salvation, and that's where, the Lord healed me there, the pain, and I just poured myself into serving people. I served children. I served the homeless. I served my pastor and my first lady. I served women of domestic violence, drug addicts. I just, whatever the Lord said, whatever your hands find to do, you do it. And that's what I did during that 3 years. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord he just cleaned me up there. He cleaned me up, and the hurt and the pain went away, and I didn't know how bad I was hurting until I began to serve others. And during that time, the Lord sent Stephen into my life, and we've known each other since I was we grew up in the church together as kids, but the Lord just saw fit, that he came along, and even that was a journey, getting prepared for another marriage, but the Lord let me know he was the one, and 14 years later we're still together. So
God is awesome.
He is good.
He's awesome.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
That's okay, but the thing is,
I can feel your smile through the radio,
wow,
through the phone. I mean,
yeah,
it's contagious. And have you ever run into anybody that said, you know, stop smiling so much, or, you know, what do you say to people when they just say, yeah, you're smiling so much?
I just smile. I carry this with me everywhere I go. I can't. And then when I'm not smiling, it's like, what's wrong with you? Are you okay, Miss Lisa? And you're like at work. It's like, or even today, it was like, are you okay? I'm in work mode. I said, okay. You know, because I bring the light. So.
I love it.
The light can't go off, you know. But you gotta get
it off.
Well, you gotta rest. Recharge and
then
come back.
Yeah, I like the explanation you gave in the book about, you know, smiling and the muscles that
yes,
it uses to smile, and I like the book because it was very educational. Now, what brought you to some of the quotes that you pulled, because those quotes were right on time. I loved a lot of them. I like the one that says, a warm smile is the universal language of kindness. So how did God lead you to some of those certain quotes that you put in the book?
And you said it. I mean, God led me to the quotes. You know, he just did. And some of these quotes, I mean, I had never heard before, you know, but when, you know, I Google whatever the Lord said to Google, and there it was. And I was like, and the Holy Spirit said, that's it. Put that in the book. And it's so funny because originally I didn't start out with just a few of my own quotes. And then the more I began to write, you know, the Holy Spirit said, you need to add this to a page, and you need to add the voice of others who feel and believe the same way that you feel and believe. And so I just began to Google, and the Holy Spirit led me to the quotes, and they were just perfect.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Now, if we've got someone that's on and they're saying, well, you know, I got something that's in me, like a book, what piece of a nugget would you give to them or share with them about getting started and, you know, being persistent about following through with you know, what you know to be inside of you.
Yes. Do it every day. Do it every day. And don't try to be like someone else. Of course, the Bible says, you know, mark the perfect man, but that's just not the perfect man. But to connect with people that are doing it already and who have done it, you know, say going there, can't tell, been there, how to get there. You know, so you need to connect with people. The YouTube is everything now, everything you want to know. But for me, I journal every day, and I write about that in the book. And I just began to write what I wanted to say on a legal pad every day. And I took snippets out of my journal, and when the Lord said it was time to write, I just begin to pull stuff out, and I just sat at the computer, and I type, every day, and I type, you know, with the book. And the second book, the same thing. I've already finished it. I haven't edited it yet, but you just got to, just like the book say, every day. You got to do something every day, because 5 minutes, 10 minutes, just sit and do it every day. And don't worry about whether it's right or wrong. You know, just put your words on paper. Just put them on paper.
Now, the section that you've got, giving up is not an option. Talk about that. That right there just set me right over the top. I love that. Tell our listening audience about that section in the book.
Okay, so giving up is not an option. You can't stop. I don't care what people say and or do to you, you can't stop. And in the book, in that section, I write about after I left my second husband, how I was feeling, you know, him saying I couldn't go back to school, you know, at that time, and I went back to school, and finished my degree last year, to God be the glory, and became a bodybuilder because that was another area of my life that was controlled, and I write about that in the book. And I set out, and I was third in my ranking, and I did what I needed to do, but I refused to give up. And even now today, you got to stay true to what you know you are called to do. You know, whatever it is. I mean, even with your ministry and with your blog talk show, it doesn't matter. And I read this. It was the creator of Huffington Post. She said, "You are a writer, even if only three people is reading what you wrote. You are a writer. It's not about the number of people. It's about who is reading it." And I say the same thing about your blog talk show. It doesn't matter if one person is online or 100 or 1,000. You are still a talk show host. And you can't stop because only one person is listening, because God will continue to add daily. You know, he says that such as should be saved. And it's the same thing because this is ministry to us. So we can't stop. Even with my blog, I started my blog, One Body to Build, Blogspot with Lisa. I started it 4 years ago, and I have over almost 6,000 views now. People from Ukraine. I was like, one country? I'm like, what in the world is that? But what if I had stopped because I only had, when I go look at the stats, what if I had stopped because I didn't feel like anybody was reading it? So And I still write today. Giving up is not an option. It can't be. If that's what God called you to be, how dare you stop? How dare you?
Wow. And you know that is so on point. Exactly. And that's so on point because I do remember I've been doing this for about 2 years now. And I have had moments because, like you say, you can go and you can look at the stats. And, you know, and I think a lot of times it's based on who I'm bringing on the show, you know, because a lot of people bring their fan base with them. And then we have our regular, you know, fan base. And we were just doing it on Wednesdays, and then all of a sudden we were getting so many requests, we had to open up another day of the week. So we opened up Monday, and then we opened up Friday. But when my music ministry kind of started getting a little busy, we cut off the Friday because sometimes traveling, and you understand how that is. So, but it's very important that you not, and I hope you guys, you Kingdom citizens are listening, whoever's listening tonight, you can't give up. You can't give up just because it doesn't look like what you think it should look like at this point. Like she said, if God gave you the vision, I always say this, he will make the provision.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And he never fails. I tell people, now the prayer is already answered. You're just waiting on the manifestation. Everything has already been done. It just hasn't manifested yet. So you just got to stay true to the course. You got to show up every day.
Yes. You know what I liked in the book? The thing you did about the ant.
Yes.
Tell the listening audience a little piece of that. Oh, my God, that was so just talk about it.
It was crazy. Okay, so, you know, I love yard work, and I talk about that in the book. And so as I was finishing, I just, the ant caught my attention. I'm from the country, so we, a day like today, kids, we'll be outside playing. And ants are all around, but I never paid the ant any attention. But this particular day, that ant had a big piece of, I know it was food for him. And the women do the hunting. She tried she never stopped. She knew she had to get home. And every time she got to the edge of the patio rock and she couldn't get down, she would back up. And she, in my mind, she's thinking it over. Okay, now which way am I going? Now I can't go the way I just went. So obviously there's another way. You know, Lord, show me the way. And she'd do another one. And then she hit the ground, and she started walking, and she went into a rock, and then she stopped again, and she rerouted herself, and she found my orange cord, and that led her home. But she never stop. I don't care how many roadblocks he went into. I was like, wow, what if we were like that? What if we were like that? She never threw in the towel. She never said, forget it. I'm throwing this food away. They have to eat some other kind of way. She never did that. And she made it home. And that, the man, that ministered to me. I was like, okay.
Well, that story definitely, it ministered to me as well. And like you said, it just says a lot. You know, you can't give up just because it looks like there's no other way. God will always make a way. He will always.
Yeah.
There's always a means of escape. And that's
yeah.
what I love.
Yeah.
I love
yeah.
about him. I love about him. And now, how did you, Lisa, you got a tremendous busy schedule. You work. You minister, you're in ministry with your husband as far as your music ministry. I know you're speaking, and now you're getting a lot of interviews with your book and just everything. You know, how are you balancing all this?
Girl, Jesus, Lord.
And getting exercise in, because, guys, y'all should have seen the video. She posted that on Facebook. Her and her son had just gotten through working out, and I just laughed. I was like, you know what? If more of my guests would do some promos like that, we would just have a ball. But how do you do it?
Well, okay, so with that, my husband believes in promoting yourself. We don't depend on other people to do it for us, so. You know, that's what we do. That's the brand. So that's what we do. So the video is what we do. But how do I do it? First thing, I go to bed 9 o'clock at night. You know, so thank God for the interview being early. Thank you so much. And I get up, it's, you know, 4:30 in the morning to start my day. And I don't have a lot on my plate when I know we got stuff to do. You know, Katrina, I just don't even think about it. You know, this is what we have to do. I'm a very disciplined person, very disciplined, very focused. If we got to go, okay, my grandmother raised me, so that means you prepare ahead. You prepare ahead. So if I know we got to go somewhere, I go ahead and prepare, you know, a couple of days ahead, whatever I need to do at home, I get it done. And because we do it together, you know, and we understand mm-hmm. each other, but now the challenging part is being able to, you know, say, hey, stop, you know, it's leaf and seed time, you know, that we're still working out, you know, because we do ministry together, and we're
yeah.
together all the time, you know. But, you know, the Lord is still, you know, giving us wisdom and the know-how to do what we do, and okay, he doesn't stop me from doing what I, you know, the Lord has given me, and I don't stop him from doing the things the Lord has given him, and we support each other, you know. It's just, you know, knowing when to say, hey, you know,
yeah.
come together and reason together. You know, we still need to spend time together. So
Amen.
We make it happen.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. That is just a pure example of when you are, you know, equally yoked with who God has ordained for your life, and it shouldn't be a struggle. For you
Absolutely.
Both, to, even if you're doing something different, it shouldn't be a struggle. You should support him as well as him supporting you. And that's a perfect example. Now, we've only got about 2 minutes left, so tell our listening audience where to get your book.
You can get the book on Amazon.com. It is in Kindle, and it is in paperback. It's also available on Barnes & Noble Nook. So for all the handheld electronic readers, is out there. You can also get it through me if you want a signature copy. And you can also order it from my website, onebodytobuild.com. It's there as well.
Okay.
There you
and are you looking at doing type of a book signing at a store or anything like that?
I am trying to get some things together. You know, but Leviticus is so busy right now. It's just
Yeah.
You know, we're touring with the ministry, so, you know, and I'm still a mother and a wife, so I use wisdom in all. You know,
Amen.
So
Amen.
I use wisdom. So whenever the Lord says it's time, you know, I can't be away from home too much. I'm still a wife
exactly.
and a mother.
Well.
So.
You're a shining, smiling example of exactly, you know, and we pray God will continue to, you know, to strengthen you in your ministry and your marriage and all that he has ordained for your hands to do. One of the things that I do like my audience, my guests to do is to pray us out before we close out. So, Lisa, I would be so honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Absolutely. Lord, we thank you for this day, oh God. We praise you. We honor your name. We thank you for being our Savior, our Jesus, our Lord and Jesus Christ. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your favor, Lord. We just thank you for Evangelist Katrina Reese, oh God. We just thank you for her light, oh God, the voice that she has that you've anointed her to have, the ministry that you've anointed her to have. Well, we just ask that you give increase, oh God, on today, increase in the anointing, increase in the word. Let her ministry be worldwide, oh God, not just local, Lord Jesus. Everything that she needs and desires for the ministry to go forth, oh God, we just ask that you grant it unto her. And, Lord, the next convention, the conference that's coming up, oh God, we believing that it will be sold out. Women's lives will be changed. People will be set free and delivered, walked away differently. Lord, we ask that those that have listened tonight, we hope that they were blessed by the interview. Give Katrina strength on today, Lord. Bless her family, her husband. We love you. We know that it is already done, and it is in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom Citizens, I know you guys are blessed tonight because I truly was. I knew this was going to be a phenomenal, God had already showed me it was going to be a phenomenal interview. So, you know, and I love him and I trust him. So I was like, I'm so glad. Lisa, thank you so much for tuning in tonight and blessing our audience. And we definitely, we're going to get you, you said you're working on the second book, so we're going to have to get you back on it after you get the second book.
Yeah, yeah. Working on the second book, yes.
Amen.
This has been great.
Well, Kingdom Citizens, I know it will. Well, we are closing out the show. We love you. We praise God for you. And as we always say, let's talk to everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, Lisa.
Good night, dear.